And I want to give you a little heads up. Well, what you're going to hear in these, there's going to be pictures from Zechariah and from the book of Revelation about the New Jerusalem. And so you're going to hear one description. And these are apocalyptic literature. That is, they're really heavy on images. So your imagination is meant to go crazy. You're supposed to be like imagining these scenes as vividly as possible and then connecting them to stories in the Old Testament or in God's Word to help you kind of get the richness of them. And that's the way to take those. And so I look forward to sharing this message with you. Our first reading is from Zechariah chapter 2. And I lifted my eyes and saw, behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I said, where are you going? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length. And behold, the angel who talked with me came forward, and another angel came forward to meet him and said to him, run, say to the young man, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as villages without walls, because of the multitude of people and livestock in it. And I will be her a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory in her midst. Up, up, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord, for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of heavens, declares the Lord. Up, escape to Zion, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, after his glory sent me to the nations who plundered you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they shall become plunder for those who serve them. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I will come and dwell in your midst, declares the Lord. And many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in your midst. You shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. This is the word of the Lord.